أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've been looking at the A to Z of Salah, and we focused on G, or G for gratitude. And I'd like to read out something that was sent to me about gratitude, which in essence is the feeling of being blessed, of thankfulness. And this write-up says, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, and confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. Without gratitude, you can turn any Jannah into Jahannam. I repeat again, without gratitude, you can turn any Jannah into Jahannam. Without gratitude, you will always walk away from the table still starving, no matter what measure of abundance has been laid before you. Without gratitude, every job is the worst job on the earth. Every spouse is deficient. Every friend lets you down. Every home is on the wrong street. Every gift is the wrong size. Every novel is full of typos. Every mattress is uncomfortable. Every cup of coffee is just not right. Without gratitude, every choice you ever made will always feel like the wrong choice. Without gratitude, summers will always be too hot. Winters will always be too cold. Music will always be too loud. The movie will not be right. And children will always be too rude. Without gratitude, people who vote or worship differently from you will be like monsters in your eyes. Without gratitude, you'll always feel you were born into the wrong family. Without great gratitude, the waitress will always be too slow, or you will always get the worst seat on the bus. Without gratitude, every driver on the road except you is an idiot. Without gratitude, life is a misery. So the alchemy of all alchemies is gratitude. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to always say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen and never ever stop saying that in absolutely every circumstance. Just as Imam Zainul Abideen said when they came to him in Medina and said, we are your followers. And he said, what do you do when you get something and they say, oh, we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What do you do when something is taken away from you? Oh, we get a bit upset and then, you know, we walk away. And what do you do when you're not given anything at all? And they said, well, we just walk around. And he said, that's exactly like the dogs of Medina. If you give them something, they will woof and say, thank you, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If you take something away from them, they will bark and walk away. And if you don't do anything, then they will just walk around. He said, my followers, our Shias, are those who say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen in every circumstance. Now, this doesn't mean we don't try our best. It means we try our best. We hand it over to him and then we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Like Sayyidah Zainab says, Ma ra'aytu illa jameela, because the outcome will always be beautiful. I see nothing but beauty. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul aleem.